Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new Netflix film Love Guaranteed, actress Rachel Lee Cook. Welcome to the show, Rachel. You look great. How have you been?
I've been good. I mean, I would say I've been busy, but I don't think anyone's busier than you.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. I know I'm trying to burn the candle both ends here and in the middle. How have you been during this time? You look, like I said, you look timeless. You look the same since I last saw you, which is a compliment. And I mean it that way, at least.
No, I only thank you. Only me and my particularly signature awkward brand of thank you that I can give. No, seriously, I could say the same to you. We could do this all day, Mark.
Well, let's talk about your new movie then. We'll get into it. Love Guaranteed, obviously a rom-com. What's the premise for this?
Okay, so I was intrigued by this false advertising lawsuit that I had heard about, where this group of people sued Coors Beer for not being actually made with Rocky Mountain spring water. We're both old enough to remember that sort of tagline.
Of course.
Rocky Mountain spring. Well, do you know why that went away?
Why did it go away? This is real life. This is real?
No, this is real. Huh. Because it wasn't true. And some people found out that it was not actually, I'm sure they're using great water, but it was not from the Rocky Mountains. So at least maybe, you know, after a while it wasn't, but they didn't change the advertising. Huh. So this group of people said, hey, that's bogus. And I've been proudly supporting, you know, the Colorado Rockies and said waters they're from by buying this product. I feel affronted. You got to pay up. You got to pay me. You got to pay my friends. You got to change your advertising. And I just thought that was such an interesting thing because really, dude, like,
yeah,
do that set. But I thought, what's a very cool extension of that? And I'm just a rom-com nerd through and through, like, for my whole life. They're my favorite.
Yeah.
And so
I appreciate a good one too.
Right? You
yeah,
get it.
Of course.
And so I was like, what if a dating site basically made the very foolish mistake of guaranteeing love? Like, if you read the fine print in their user agreement and it said, if you go on 1,000 dates and you don't meet the love of your life, you know, we'll eat our hat, as it were. Like, we guarantee it, or your money back, quote unquote guaranteed. Guaranteed, the word, is legally binding language. So I thought that would be a great rom-com, and there's got to be a lawyer. So here I am.
That is an incredible backstory. And what an inspiration from Coors Light to now this Netflix film. That in and of itself is romantic. I think.
I'm going to hear that correlation of before, since, or again. So I apologize for the long-winded answer. But
no, yeah. I loved it. It was very thorough. You're working with Damon Wayans Jr.
Yes. Who, do you know Damon?
I do. Good guy. We've had him in here a few times. So, yeah. Uh-huh. Now, how did he handle the romance part? Is it more romantic comedy because he's involved?
Let me see. You know, I feel like Damon really brought it. That guy can smolder when he wants. he would murder me for saying that. He would roll his eyes. He'd be like, please. Yeah. But he knows how when he needs to. He's so funny. Like, I will say that, but let me also qualify that Damon is the least actor-y actor. He is the least, like, vain actor I've ever worked with. So he would absolutely die that I said that.
Oh, that's a nice compliment. That's a nice compliment there.
You mentioned
these dating apps, which of course begs the question: have you yourself used dating apps before?
I have.
Oh,
I
you have. Okay. And how was the experience?
I had some of the very classic experiences. Had the one where you talk to someone for like a month and then they disappear. Had the one where it turns out they don't have a home.
You know, just adventurous.
all the hits. What can I say?
All the hits. Got it.
Stay married forever, Mario.
Oh my gosh. No, I know. Absolutely. Did you film this, by the way, or where did you film this? And I'm assuming it was pre-pandemic.
Oh yeah. We were filming in Vancouver. I'm sure you spent there as well. It's absolutely beautiful. And we were doubling it for Seattle. So the rain, I guess you could say, came in handy, but was also annoying.
Yeah, not too far away either, right there. So you've also done 3 Vineyard movies for Hallmark. Any plans to play Frankie Baldwin again?
You know, I think, here's the thing. I'm just going to be real honest with you. Each of those movies had a very strong storyline about how things kept going wrong with the wine. And I think that it's going to start seeming like we just don't actually know how to make wine very well. We keep making these movies and people are going to say, what are these two dum-dums doing? They don't know how to make wine. They've got to stop.
Right. I love the name, by the way. Frankie Baldwin's a great name.
Right. Tell me when we go fix your truck later.
Yeah. I have a daughter. Only one daughter. I have 3 kids. Only one daughter. She's a Francesca. Well, we wanted to say Frankie, but it didn't stick because my wife's got a sister who's got a kid that's already Frankie. She stole the name. It's a whole thing.
Well, I hear you. My daughter's Charlotte. We thought we were going to call her Charlie. She's like, my name's Charlotte.
Yeah. My other son, Dominic, too. He's not a big fan of nicknames either. He likes, seems my name's Dominic. So the whole thing. Speaking of which, how many kids do you have, Rachel? How old are they?
I have 2. Okay. I have 2. I will never forget talking to you when I was pregnant with my daughter. I was so freaked out. You already had, I think, at least 1.5 kids at that point.
Uh-huh.
Because this would have been a little over 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in our studio when we were downstairs.
Yeah, that's right. That's so right.
I'll never forget this moment because I was really nervous about having my first kid. I remember saying to you, how do you, keep it alive? And you were like, you know what? You two just got to take time for you. You got to make date nights. And I was like, I meant the baby.
That's the best moment ever right there.
Like,
so funny.
You were really ready to like get into it with me about how you keep it.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It was kind of scary the first part. You go and you check, make sure they're breathing in the crib and everything. Now, by the time you get to the third one, you're like, ah, he's fine. He's good. Yeah. Here's a fun fact. One of your earliest gigs was modeling for the cover of the Milkbone Box. You remember anything about that photo shoot with the dog?
Yes, I do. And I also especially remember how cruel your classmates can be when you're in like second grade and you show up what you think is going to be like this cool thing you accidentally just like mention in class is the thing that you did. And then your classmates are like, ha ha, which one's the dog? And you're just like,
wow.
Jeez.
That's a tough crowd.
Yeah, but you know what? Who's laughing now?
Exactly.
That's probably still them.
Where are you from originally, by the way, Rachel?
I'm from Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
You're a Cali kid, right?
I'm a Southern Cali kid. Yeah.
You're born in LA.
Born and raised in LA. My sister lived in Minneapolis for about 5 years, actually. Went to go visit her. The neighborhood, Eden Prairie, I think is the name of the neighborhood.
It is a lovely suburb. I used to take gymnastics out there, which I really didn't think we were going to end up talking about.
You used to take gymnastics. Okay, good to know. It's another fun fact.
I'm sister now. I'm very invested in this.
I think she's now in Houston, Texas. She made quite the...
I think we found the moment in this interview that Rachel will never forget.
Right, right.
Only... in Texas. I'm very curious about Mario.
Her husband was a professional football player, and he played for the Vikings, and then he moved to... his new deal was with the Texans, so then she remained there. So yeah, that's how
she
ended.
That is a very, very cool answer.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth. All right, Rachel, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? What's your favorite show? Favorite show you binged during quarantine?
This is hard. Probably 90 Day Fiancé or Indian Matchmaking on Netflix. What's yours?
Indian Matchmaking on Netflix? I haven't heard. Wait, is that... What is that? Is that just specifically for Indian people they matchmake?
Well, that's in the title.
Huh. Okay. I was not familiar. Mine, I would have to say probably the last season of Ozark, I think, would probably be the best favorite show that I've seen. Yeah. Do you watch that show?
I started getting it. Look, you're a family man. Didn't you feel like, couldn't you have found a way to keep your family out of this?
Yeah. Yes. Once I surrendered the reality of that particular equation, I enjoyed the show.
It's a very good point.
It is a very good point. Sometimes you don't have a choice, so you start messing with cartels and they don't leave you much choice. Who's that little guy behind you there?
Oh my God, Triscuit. Triscuit, come here.
I hope Triscuit is an animal.
Yeah.
This is my friend Christina's dog. Say hello.
Oh, right. Hey, what's up, Triscuit? Cute little guy. Oh, we were doing our quick questions. All right. Go to karaoke song.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Okay.
It's a crowd pleaser. You can talk your way through most of it. I think it's a pretty solid choice.
That is a solid choice. I'm so glad you didn't answer with a ballad. That's my number one pet peeve. People who do ballads at karaoke. Come on.
What?
Right?
Now I need to know yours, though. What is it?
It varies depending on the amount of alcohol I've consumed. I usually like to start out with a little Lionel Richie.
Then
a little All Night Long, you know. Okay. Well, my friends, come on.
And this, is, going? This is with a lot of alcohol, correct?
No, that's, you know, maybe 2 drinks in. Then it can get crazy. I end up with like Metallica. I Enter the Sandman or something. It depends. It just, there's levels. There's levels to this.
That is pro level.
Yeah. But this is about you, Rachel. Next, celebrity crush growing up.
Besides Mario Lopez. Apparently this didn't really go my way. Michael Stipe.
Oh, from R.E.M. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that didn't go your way.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's the app you use the most?
What's the app? Maps, because nope.
No. I'm all about it. With the way you go Waze or you go... The Waze sometimes, I've been finding out, jacks you up a little bit. Sometimes it takes you out of the ways.
Well, it takes you a whole different ways.
A whole different ways, exactly. And last question, something you've learned about yourself in 2020.
Something I've learned about myself in 2020. Self-quarantine has taught me that I'm kind of annoying. I've been spending a lot of time with me, and it's been real eye-opening as to the patience that everyone in my life has.
Yes, it can be quite therapeutic. And
that's what I have learned. But no, I have no beautiful sourbread. I have no sourdough bread to show for this time. One thing I've learned in 2020 is that I can't wait to learn more. I don't know.
That's a solid answer. Yeah. I like that. Oh, we always keep growing. It's so nice to see you and to catch up. Hopefully we'll get you here in person soon when this madness is over. And meanwhile, everyone check out Love Guaranteed, out now on Netflix. Rachel, thanks again for checking in.
Thank you. So good to see you.
You too. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.